People, it's your girl Fidrika McClary Easley, and we are back with another episode of The People Are Blind. look, to take care of a couple business pieces before we jump into this, merch, people, putting the ticker up, check us out, and our wellness line at thepeoplesecosystem.com. You see it. Also, like, subscribe. We are now on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple Music and Amazon Music, Amazon Prime Music. So we are on all the places. So look us up, search us, like us, subscribe, do all the good things. We appreciate it. If you love what you hear, if you like what you see, all that good stuff, we need the support. And so, yes, without further ado, I have a guest today, Chef Charlene. What's up, boo?
What's up, everyone? Hey, Fidrika, thanks for inviting me on the podcast.
Look, first of all, you know you are always welcome, but you're so damn busy, okay? Too busy. So I be having to get on your calendar. I'm like, look, chef, can I talk to you? Can I holla? Can okay. I be down? What's good? Like, you got time for your girl? And that's exactly what I want to talk about, right? Like, I want to talk about all of the amazing stuff that you have going on. It's super freaking exciting. It's super exciting. So let's jump into it.
Let's go.
Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about is the partnership with Levo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that came on... about a month ago. I mean, I've always followed them and I've seen videos of them, do cannabis extractions or herbal extractions. And from there, like, they reached out to me and they wanted to build some type of collaboration or partnership. And here we are now. They've given us the product right here, as you see right here, the actual machine. It's amazing. Yeah. It's really easy to use. I mean, it's just a great machine where you could just do home extractions. I mean, you could go the old school way, but again, like, people are always on the go. And again, like, it's really easy. You basically put the herb inside, it decarboxylates it, infuses it in any type of oil, and even and not only just oil, you could do honey, like chocolate, things that are more that'll be in liquid form. But yeah, that partnership is great. Like, the first time we did something with Levo was in Austin, and we had that private sesh. And it was great. Like, everyone loved it. The guests were so engaged with, like, all the foods. It was just a big old party. And I think the partnership that we have with them, it's just only going to, you know, destigmatize the fear behind edibles, and just creating your own medicine your own home.
You know? Yeah. So first of all, yes, that whole sesh was so dope. The food that you made and your sous chefs in the kitchen was amazing. It had been like almost 2 years since I had had your cooking. So I was like fiending. I'm like, yo, what we doing? Where the garlic noodles at? Like, this got to be on the menu. This got to be on the menu. And so the amazing thing about it, now what's that?
This is actually olive oil. I just wanted to show you all the magic of what Levo can do.
Color on that. Look at the color.
And then when you actually spoon it, it's a nice, like, a clear green, very clean. Yeah. And again, like, it's just amazing.
So you know what it reminds me of? First of all, I watched your videos on IG. Yo, if y'all are not following Chef on IG, LinkedIn, I'm putting their information at the bottom, because you should do that. Like, just treat yourself, because Chef makes these amazing videos. But I was watching the one where you did the unveiling, and then you did, like, you actually were using it. It made me think of the slow cookers that I grew up with. You know, that, like, you can do a pot roast, like, your mom or whoever was the cook in your house and turn it on before they left for work. And by the time everyone came home, you know, you had a pot roast or you had a stew or, you know, whatever, it was ready. So that's what it kind of reminds me of.
Yeah, it's literally like the modern Keurig for cannabis.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. Right? I like that, the modern Keurig, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you can do oils, you can, you know, you can do butter, you can do, the thing I loved about what you were doing is the condiments. So all of the add-ons were mm-hmm. what was infused, right? So that allows people to have more control over their experience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is that something that you suggest?
Yeah, like condiments is something that everyone uses, I feel. And it, again, yes, it gives you or whoever's consuming the, you know, your own control over the dosing. And I think, again, just to break the stigma, is just that's where the fear is. People aren't scared, but, you know, you can't just feed people what to eat and an experience. But again, people yeah. used it once, twice, three times. We were all good. I'm all about the low and slow. You know, yes. I dose it really, really low so that, because then people will use more. And I calculated, let's say if someone used it three times, four times, or even five times, it's still at a, I call it still a safe area where they could still be able to engage with people and enjoy, you know, take that little edge off, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, okay. So you mentioned the old school kind of way of infusing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the two of those methods, in terms of using the Levo and the old school, mm-hmm. Compare it for me, you know?
Sure. So the old school way, I mean, I'm used to using the crock pot, cheesecloth, mm-hmm. or I mean, even like, just putting it all together, infusing it through heat. And then the only messy part is that you have to squeeze out the flour and make sure you get everything because there's no waste. Nobody likes wasting, yes. you know?
Absolutely. We don't have time for that.
Right. And there's other ways that people have done it. They'll use high-grade alcohol. They'll put it in a mason jar, let it sit. I mean, some people have so many different like ways to do it. They'll leave it in a cabinet for like a week, and then they strain it. But again, you know, the plant is really easy. Like, it's three easy steps. You have to decarboxylate it, which is dry it at a high temperature, about 200. Once you decarb it, it becomes active. Once it's active, then that's the point where the cannabis can be consumed, and then you'll feel that euphoric effect. Then you can infuse it with a fat. So
okay.
The thing with THC, it clings on to those fats. So oil mix, well, you know, if it's a water and oil, they're not going to mix.
Oil and water don't mix.
Yep. So as soon as you decarboxylate it, that active THC will cling on to the fat. And that's why olive oil, you know, canola oil, coconut oil, all those oils, even milk has a lot of fat. I've seen people infuse milk, or which leads to even butter. So anything, again, with any type of fat, it'll cling on to that and you could infuse it.
So what happens? So if you had someone who, let's say, was like anxious and they're just like, I don't want to decarboxylize.
Yes, okay,
I had to get it together.
Yeah.
I don't want to decarb. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to decarb. Like, I just want to like start infusing. You know, why is it so important to not skip that step?
Again, it's just activating that THC. So, I mean, you could, like, I know there are times when I used to infuse it old school, I just throw it in the crock pot and then infuse it overnight. But that's because there's already heat involved. Any type of heat will activate it. That's why smoking is the way to activate, or you get that euphoric feeling, because the mm-hmm. high heat activates it and it goes in your lungs, and then it's, you know, then it puts you in that euphoric state.
Right.
So either way, there's going to have to be some type of heat involved to activate the THC to be, to get that high feeling.
So basically, don't waste your product. Like, if you're going to do it the right way.
Yeah. And again, like, I know some folks, well, can I just eat the bud? I mean, you can, your body will kind of heat it up, but again, it's not recommended, but it's like activate it. Then you could use the medicine behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen people actually use the leaves, but in baking, mm-hmm. you know, like, so I've seen it in baking, but to your point, there's still that heat that's involved. So yeah. whatever terpenes, whatever, you know, whatever THC may be inside that leaf, it's still being activated. And I think that mm-hmm. that's the key piece that you're saying, is that heat has to be involved.
Mm-hmm. And the whole, so when it comes to the medicine is in the bud. So the leaf, it's, think of it like fiber. So just the leaf, you won't, even if you decarb the leaf, you will not get high on there, because the THC doesn't necessarily reside in the leaf. It's all in the bud. But let's say if the THC falls on the leaf, then you could. That's why a lot of people will extract the trim, because it's a little bit of everything. And, you know, you don't want to waste it, you know. But again, the whole plant itself, it's a miracle plant. You could use every bit of it. And, you know, there are food products with the leaf also, but it's fiber. It's more for the fiber and the green. If you want to add it to your system, you can.
But that's good too. That's good too, because a part of that euphoric feeling for a number of folks is also like the munchies, right? Like people get hungry. So like the fiber is going to help clean us out. The fiber is going to help keep it all regulated, right?
That is true, yeah. I was just going to say, I know folks that also juice the leaves. Ooh. They'll juice the whole thing. So again, it's more for the greenery. It's like wheatgrass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That all sounds good. Okay. So you've had the Levo for about a month or so, and you've been playing with it.
Mm-hmm.
What have you made thus far that's been your favorite? Like, what do you love most about this product?
I think it's just I have the oil already. So this is olive oil. Olive oil is very healthy for you. Mm-hmm. So doing a quick stir fry. One of my favorites is I love eggs in the morning. I don't always do this, but I love putting a little.
And if you do, that's your business.
Okay.
If you do, that's your business.
But it's delicious. It's a way to cook, you know, and it takes the edge off on the regular stressful day, or even at the end of the night. It's like, I mean, you could do so much with it.
So, okay. How much oil can be made per rotation with the Levo? Like, mm-hmm. how much do you get?
So in those little pods it comes with, I think I fit about a quarter. You could fit maybe a quarter or a little bit more. Because once you grind it up, you could pack it's a lot. I mean, it's a good amount. So, and they gave me an extra pod so I could make it even a higher dose. But it doesn't make sense to make it any higher. Like, there's a point of... I mean, how high do you want to get? You just go get yourself a dab rig and take it to the head, you know?
What you trying to do?
Yeah. there are people that require high dose. Like, I know when I used to run the dispensary in Portland, I had a lot of folks that had cancer and that were going through chemo. And as they're going through that, they need the high dose. Like a lot of them will use Rick Simpson oil, which is at 1 gram, that's about 1,000 milligrams. And ideally, if you take 1 gram a day, that would help. So their dose is really high. Like, I know folks that would, literally take 500 milligrams per dose.
Yeah.
Again, that's, Levo's more like for the home user. You can't expect to get a crazy high dose. I mean, you could get a high yield. You just need more flower. But that.
So basically. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, at that point, like, there are clean extracts out there. So if you want a higher dose, That's the easiest. Get the highest concentrate, the cleanest, melt it in with your oil. You're all good. But again, like for this oil alone, for this is about 16 ounces or so. Like that's all you need. A good tablespoon or two per meal.
I was going to ask you that. Like when you're cooking with it, are you using tablespoons, teaspoons? Mm-hmm. Like how do you kind of figure out how much to put in?
Mm-hmm. Tablespoons has been the safe measuring. I've used 2 tablespoons and I went throughout my day and just from experience, and this is not a way for anybody can gauge, but I feel like from doing about a tablespoon and a half, it was about like 10 to 15 milligrams of THC.
Okay.
And things like this, unless you have a way to test it, there are little devices that you could get to test and see how strong it is. But again, if you're around folks, the safest way is either do it during the day, make sure someone's around you that's able to, just in case you need to.
You got a partner. Just in case, your life support, like, oh, I've fallen and I can't get up. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Call a friend or whichever that may be. But again, out of all the statistics, it's either you get hungry or sleepy or you just pass out. So pass out or sleep, sleep for a couple hours.
I mean, everybody needs a good nap every once in a while, right? Yeah. Like naps are so underrated. I feel like they are wasted on kids. Like my baby be in school and he takes like a 2.5-3 hour nap every day. And I'm like, why? Like, I need him to burn off all of that energy. Like, mama, daddy, like, we need the nap.
Right? Yeah. So this will definitely help in aiding to get more naps.
So it sounds like it's perfect for, like, microdosing, right?
I mean, because, again, you have control over how much.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a little bit at breakfast just to kind of, if you have anxiety or if you have that just kind of that tension. I'm also thinking about, athletes, like, or people who just work out, right? Mm-hmm. Because the more season that we get, that lactic acid buildup is a real thing. Sore muscles are a real thing.
Yeah.
So all of that is, now here's a question for you. Because it can make oils and butters and things of that nature, have you tried any other way outside of ingesting it? Like, have you tried any topicals or anything like that with it?
I haven't yet, but I do want to make some. I just haven't had a chance to. Like, even olive oil is a good topical. But I think I want to try to make it with coconut oil or shea butter. I use shea butter every day. And I know
don't be out here ashy. You can't be out here ashy.
But you see, look at Lidus.
Okay. Glistening. You glistening.
But I'm an advocate for medicated topicals. Because one, it helps like joint areas. Even just letting it get on your shoulders and your neck. You'll definitely feel a difference. I highly recommend that. But I'm more in the kitchen, so I like consuming it. Just the other day, I had some chocolate chips. And but stay tuned for that video because it's going to be like chocolate cake thing. But I just melted some chocolate chips, added some oil, and like it was all over. It's all over it. Get yourself some strawberries and it's
like, you're going to create a fondue situation.
Yeah. Fondue, just me,
You just dip it.
That's exactly how it was, and it's the best medicine for anybody. I say, I have guests come over every time, and the first thing they ask is like, "Is there weed in it?"
I mean, listen, it is not a bad question. It's very smart of them, right? To just kind of lead with caution, if you will, because we all know who you are and we know you believe in medicating. Also, I am super jealous of all of those people who get to just stop by. I would be at your house like every day. I'd be like, yo, I'm bringing groceries and everything. Like, we here. What's up? Family dinner. What we doing? So speaking of that, right? So you have this collaboration with Levo that is amazing. And then you've been all over the place with like cooking demonstrations. I mean, like, what's going on? What have been some of your favorites thus far?
Mm-hmm. Well, the most recent, I would say, would be South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to be in the kitchen to really show how to mix cannabis and food and still be able to be in a social settings is important, because it's like, you know, I mean, through pandemic, we weren't in those social settings for so long. And to actually be in a safe environment, you know, with different people that you don't even know, you know, is huge. Yeah. I think that's breaking the stigma already. Like, you're going in a place of, and then you're about to consume something that has, you know, THC in it, is definitely like, you know, just breaking down the walls and the stigmas behind consuming cannabis.
And also the ability to opt in or opt out. Like, I think that mm-hmm. that's why it was so amazing, to your point about focusing on condiments, right? Mm-hmm. Because one, it's something that we all use, but it does make it easier for people to opt in and to opt out, not just to control mm-hmm. their dosage, but to decide, like, if this is what they want to do.
Yeah. I've participated in some dinners where it's like, it's set. You know, you have yeah. this, no, which is good too, but it's always so much caution for me. I'm like, okay, like, are you sure it's 10 milligrams only? Or, you know, like, it varies. Everyone, yeah. It varies for everyone. Yes. You know, you go to a club, it's like, do you want 5 shots or do you want 1 drink? Like, they have that choice. And I think in any setting like this, it's important to give them that option, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I also like, to your point of, you know, with technology, actually being able to be sure about the dose, like, oh, this is this many milligrams, or, you know, this is what this is, because it aids to the education. I think that mm-hmm. that's another thing that you're big on, is like educating people about mm-hmm. the process, educating people or encouraging them to figure out what their limits are. Mm-hmm. So what does 1 milligram make you feel like? What does 2? What does 5? So yeah. that way, like, you can gauge how you can interact with people and in settings.
Mm-hmm. Here's another example. I bought a beverage, and it was at a dinner, and it was 100 milligrams, the beverage. But at the dinner, I said, you know, here, anybody want any, you know, but it's also just telling them what's the dose, like 1 cap yeah. is 3 caps is 10. So it yeah. got passed around. Everyone had had however much they needed.
Well, sharing is caring, right? Exactly. Sharing is caring.
At the end of that, like, everyone felt good. And then I also yes. asked them, like, how many they took. Like, oh, I only took half a capful. Oh, I took 3. Oh, I took 1. So within the 10, 15 people, like, they were all different dosage, you know? So it just shows, I mean, just my case has proven that, like, people, you know, you can't, it's like taking medicine. It's like, here, take this. But, you know, I don't want anybody to tell me how much I should take, you know?
So absolutely. I'm really, it's not a one size fit all. It's not one size fit all.
Yeah. So I'm yeah. a big advocate for that. Cause again, people's it's different per person.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the way in which you're talking about it also, you know, allows more control. Mm-hmm. Like, for people to know, oh, this 1 capful was 3 milligrams. This is how I feel after 3.
Yes.
So then you can decide, well, do I want a little more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or do I want a little less? Yeah. You know?
And a lot of times, you're like, let me get another one.
Like, hit me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think you started out by talking about how we break down the stigmas, Mm-hmm. How do we destigmatize this? How do we normalize this plant, you know, and really tap into all the benefits of it? And I think that this is a part of the way, you know, because not everyone wants to smoke. You know, that's no shade, but, you know, everyone doesn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, speaking about the different doses and such, like the packaging nowadays, it's so important. I just remember like 5 years ago, packaging and dosing was not very clear. You will learn that some packaging is, it's different and some of them aren't exact. I remember I was given an edible and it said, this is a sample. And I was like, okay. And it shows a picture like one triangle is a dose. But again, I heard sample. So my thing is like, oh yeah, it's just a sample.
So this whole thing is a sample.
Yeah, of a serving, right? One serving. But it was 10 servings. So I took in 50 milligrams straight to the head, watched a concert. Oh. It was great, but I was a little bit too high. So I had to give my keys.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. I just can't. Take my keys.
The OG tapped out. The OG tapped out.
Yep. But yeah, there was no fatality, so I wasn't a statistic, and there we'll keep it that way, no statistic.
Yes. Well, and you were smart, though. Like, you understood, you know, hey, I know my limits. I know how I like to feel. I know what I'm comfortable with, and I've gone beyond.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So
that's important, too. Well, you know that, so we had a conversation, actually Melanie and I were talking to a friend of yours. So, Austin Stevenson from Virtosa. I know that, that you love Austin, but we were having this conversation with him in terms of, packaging and the real estate, you know, and what to highlight, like how, you know, how do you decide what to highlight on the packaging? Because you have a limited space, like outside of the stuff that has to be there due to, you know, state regulations, you have a limited amount of space. And so how are you deciding on what to highlight? So my question to you, because you are on both sides of this, right? Like, you are a consumer, but you are also on the business side as, you know, let's be clear, chief innovation officer of the People's Ecosystem. Bah, 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 bah. So when you're thinking about this, right, like when you're thinking about, you know, the products, you know, you've been, you know, firsthand in retail, in the dispensary, like you know, fielded those questions that people ask when they're coming in, the first timers and, you know, kind of like the OGs. What do you think is important?
I would say, the dosing, that's always first and foremost. You go in, you want to get a product. You want to figure out the dose. Is it too little, too much? And then the serving. So that's important. And what it is and the ingredients. Those would be my top. Because again, I go into a dispensary and I'm like, well, how high am I planning to get? You know, what setting am I going to use it? Is it to share? Is it for personal? Is it for, you know, the weekend or nighttime? And again, most of the time it's like, okay, a specific serving, like, can I just go and drink this now? Or, you know, I think it's like when you buy food, like what is it that you want to put in your mouth? Cause you're consuming. Yeah. So when it comes to products, again, it's, again, like how many servings, what's the dose, and just the product itself, like what are the ingredients, you know, like I know from, like edibles, for example, there was a brownie that's 50 milligrams. The whole thing is 50 milligrams. I'm like, can I just get a brownie that's 10 milligrams? I want the whole brownie. And I want one serving. You know, I don't want a brownie in 10 pieces and then you have a serving of a brownie. Give me a chocolate chip.
Yes, right. Then you got to walk around with the rest of this brownie, right? Because again, we don't waste, right? So we're not going to throw it out. So now you got to walk around with this open package. Because like you're having to like divvy it up yourself. So we really want true individual serving.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the safest. It's shareable, or you could, you know, you don't waste the product or you don't waste the food. Because again, I still have a struggle between cookies. You know, if y'all make cookies out there, I'm sorry, but why would you divide a cookie like a pizza? Who does that? Why? Why? I don't understand. You can't cut a cookie in wedges, you know?
Well, and here's the thing. When you have to like self-divide, it makes it easier, unless it's like a chocolate bar where it's like clear.
You know what I mean?
That's okay. But otherwise, it's like it makes it easier for you to do too much. You know what I mean? Especially if it's good. Like I had experience like that before where it was like, okay. This brownie is kind of like broken apart. You said only eat a quarter of it. But also, this is a good ass brownie. So, like, I want more of the brownie.
Yeah, exactly. That's my
thing. Now I'm stuck. Now I'm stuck for 2 days because you made a good ass brownie and you counted on me to like limit myself. Yeah. And at some point, I need you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we had our collective back in Oakland, I remember I used to do the edibles. I would do 2 pieces of chocolates at 10 milligrams, or I made brownie bites. So each brownie bite was 5 milligrams, but it was a good brownie bite where you're just like, dang, that was good. Give me 5 of those now, you know, like, cause you want that good bite, not a crumb, not, you know, just a little tear off, like.
Like, I'm grown. I'm grown. Like, I'm not a child. I'm grown. And so, like, you need to give me something to satiate. Like, Like, if I want a brownie, I, like, really want to feel like I had a piece of brownie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, when it comes to edibles, I mean, you have to think of the whole thing.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, before we get you out of here, because I know you are moving and shaking. You got all kind of stuff going on. What is up and coming for you that if you can divulge, what's up and coming for you that you can share with the people?
I know I did mention this before, but I am currently working on my product line as well. I really want a beverage line that it's in the works. I won't announce the name just yet, but it's definitely in R&D phase. And as well, also with the ecosystem, we're still adding more to the product line. We have a lot that's coming up this year, this quarter, and everyone has been on deck. It's been pretty amazing to witness and see. And we're just trying to make sure that all the parts are moving so we can make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been amazing. It has been amazing to see the development. Mm-hmm. To see the development. It's so dope. It's so dope. And also the warm reception of it. Like, people are loving everything that's being put out. People are loving everything from the smoke this line to the drips, to all pieces, to the moon rocks, to, I mean, everyone is loving all parts of the line. So that's dope.
Yeah, it's been it's been an awesome journey. And we're all being very intentional of like the uses behind it and how it's made and how it's sourced. So it's definitely been such a proud moment for us.
Yay. Well, Chef, thank you so much for coming, spending some time with the people. Again, if y'all are not following Chef Charlene, let me put her information back up here. If y'all are not following Chef on Instagram for all the amazing videos and reels, and of course, LinkedIn and FB, then I don't really know what's wrong with you. I don't know what you're doing. Do yourself a favor. It is always a treat. She is hilarious. The opening of the Levo with like the old school, like 80s infomercial music, like had me in stitches. I was just like, wait, what? And the one in the hot tub that was like, oh, I'm unavailable. Like, this is what I look like when I'm unbothered.
Okay.
with the old school, with the old school clip.
Okay.
I was like, all I needed was a feather. I think I had like crystals on it.
Just 10 minutes.
Bring me grace.
Yeah. That'll be the next.
Like someone, come take care of me. Come take care of me. This is how I look when I'm unbothered.
Whoa.
But yes, all right, good people. So another episode, real people, real talk, real blunt all the time. It is what it is. Thank you. Again, like, subscribe, check us out on all the different platforms, Amazon Prime Music, Spotify, YouTube, all that good stuff, Apple. Check us out on all of those. The people are blunt. Till next time, y'all.